You're listening to the Keeping It Weird podcast.
Join us each week as we discuss life, relationships, motherhood, and everything in between.
No script, just pure chaos.
We'll be bringing some positivity, encouragement, and of course, a little bit of weird to your day.
I'm your host, Carrie.
And I'm your host, Veronica. And we are
Keeping It Weird. Welcome back to the Keeping It Weird podcast. We're so glad that you're here.
Whoop.
Whoa. Sorry, I'm hitting my mic. Yeah, we are. And it's actually been, we're about done with season one.
Mm-hmm.
And it has been so much stinking fun. A lot of work. I definitely think that we didn't realize how much work was put into a podcast. But I will say, it's been fun.
It's been so fun.
It's been fun.
I mean, it's really, it's not that much work, but it is when you're a mom. Like, I feel like we decided to do this in the busiest season of our lives. Hey, that's when we decided to do this.
You know, we're like jam-packed. Do you want to do a podcast? Hey, you only sleep like 2 hours. Do you want to do a podcast?
Yeah, I just had a baby. You want to do a podcast?
I mean, seriously.
Yeah. That, I mean,
but you know, I think it was a great time also on the flip side to do it, because in this season, we, and I'm not saying this in a bad way, but this is the reality of our lives right now. All we do is for other people.
Yeah.
We wake up and we serve our families.
Yeah.
That's it. And this has just been for us, which has been fantastic.
Yeah.
It's been awesome. And it forces us to hang out. As crazy as that sounds, sometimes with our schedules, it's hard to just plan a night to like hang out and stuff like that.
It's been very hard. We procrastinated so badly with this recording session. I can't remember the last time we recorded.
I can't either. I actually had to come in here and dust off our mic. And I'm not saying that to like joke. Like, I literally had to come in here and get like dust off of them.
It's bad. Like, we had several episodes lined up, and I think we made the mistake of like relaxing. Like, oh, we got this lined up. And now we're at the point where we have nothing to post next week. We had to record.
We could not. We
didn't have a choice.
We could not not record.
You know, for reference, this episode will probably drop next week. And so for, like, reference, yesterday was the eclipse. Like, this is how recent this episode is.
It's being recorded and then being dropped within the same week. Because most
procrastinated so bad.
But what is crazy is I think we were, like, so motivated for, like, a really short period of time that we were able to get. Gosh, how many did we have just on deck? We had, like, at least 7 on deck just sitting.
Yeah.
Just, I mean, they weren't necessarily all edited, but they were recorded. They were done. All we had to do was edit.
Yeah.
And then just, you know, they sat in our, you know, our account scheduled to be posted. And we just were like, great, and we're awesome.
Yeah, we can just focus on the Instagram and... Yeah.
And then we got too chill. And then now we're like, wow, how did we get here? Well, we're going to tell you how we got here. This episode is about procrastinating. We've done one on how not to procrastinate. And I think we did it because of how bad we do it.
But we scrapped that episode.
Did we really? We should redo that episode.
We gave advice on being productive, which is hilarious.
It's ironic.
It's so ironic. And so I was like, this is dumb. We have no right to tell anybody.
That's like telling like
how to be productive.
That's like me being like, all right, I'm going to teach you how to play basketball.
It was ridiculous. I was like, yeah. We recorded a few episodes that we ended up scrapping, and I'll take responsibility for that, because, I don't know, we recorded a few, and I was like, this just isn't us. And we're trying to be something we're not, which is, like, a lot of podcasts.
Which is productive.
You listen to, you know, so you can learn something.
Right, and, which is great.
You know.
I mean.
And so that's why I was like, that's what we should be. We should teach people things and motivate people, and, you know, that's just, ugh.
The weirdest thing about that was the fact that we thought we could do that. That was really cool. That was cool of us.
That was great. And that's part of why it took us so long to launch, because we've recorded like 4 episodes. Let's trash them all.
All of them.
And start over.
Which was probably the best thing we could have done, because I do feel way more authentic.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, there's probably some things that we could maybe educate people on. There's a few niches that I think that both of us could, I would say, pull our knowledge into it to educate someone who would be interested.
Maybe.
I think that, like you could probably educate somebody on, like, gaming. Like, say someone wants to, like, I'm being, like, serious. I'm
Who
being
would
serious
want to
here.
Learn gaming from me?
Well, that's a very good point.
That's a long line.
That's a very good point, because, like, even Zach will be like, gosh, Carrie is trash.
Yeah, for reference, I've been playing video games with Veronica's husband for years.
Years.
And
it's so funny.
Yeah. I think I'm just part of the package deal with my husband.
Because he's actually good at them.
Yeah. And so
they all get on their little headsets, and it's the cutest thing. Because, like, I will go downstairs where my husband's playing, and I'm not allowed to talk because they can hear me. And I have nothing to bring to the table because I don't play video games. So, like, Josh has said through the headset, if she doesn't shut up.
Oh, he was kidding.
But Zach was not, when he, like, pulled up his mic and he was like, you have to stop talking. I can't hear their footsteps. And I was like, I'm going upstairs. This is stupid. I'm done with you people. That is.
Yeah. But I think your husband plays video games with me because I'm a package deal with my husband, who is actually good at video games.
But I'm sure he enjoys the banter.
Yeah, that's. Yeah.
I enjoy the banter.
For the camaraderie, for sure.
The mediocre God squad. Carry on. I know we've got your brother kind of linking in every so often. Mm-hmm. I'm sure that that's fun.
It is super fun.
It
is for me anyway. I'm not super competitive.
I don't know if it's good for them.
It's just fun for me.
It's great too, because, like, a little backstory, her brother and my husband were, like, high school rivalies. Rivals?
High school rivals.
High school raviolis. What? And to see them, like, hang out and laugh and, like, talk when, like, Carrie throws parties at her house, or when there's, like, get-togethers with, you know, her parents, and, like, we're invited.
It's heartwarming.
It's so funny, because I wasn't even there for it. But I just, like, enjoy watching them, because they're so much alike.
Mm-hmm.
And they, like, feed off of each other, and, yeah, like, they enjoy each other's companies. And I'm just like, God, what were you guys like in high school?
I wasn't great.
That's what you say, but it's just, like, you wouldn't know.
I think it's because they were so alike.
They were
each other's competition.
Oh, for sure. Too much, too many, you know, only one cook in the kitchen, I am sure. But, so, for today's episode, we are not going to be giving you advice.
No.
On how to be productive. We are just going to be talking about the reality of procrastination and how we struggle with it.
We're going to talk about what we suck at.
Yeah. And hopefully someone relates and goes, wow, I'm not alone in the suckage.
Mm-hmm. So what are you really bad at procrastinating about, besides recording a podcast?
So I've said it before, I'm probably undiagnosed with ADHD.
Mm-hmm.
So I call it speed cleaning, because I will procrastinate all day until I know someone's about to come over. Know that, like, Zach's going to come home or something. And I will, like, time myself, and I will be like, all right, you have 3 songs to get this entire load of laundry folded and done. And I will push play on the music, and I will do it. It's like a game to me.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, I'll make a list, and I'll be like, all right, you have 2 hours until Carrie comes over. And then this is, like, the list that I have to get done. And I don't stop. Like, it is, like, I am hyper-focused. And I've told Zach before, I was like, if I am hyper-focused on something and you interrupt me, or you try to tell me to stop, I am going to get pissed.
Well, that's your pet peeve.
That's
you.
We
all know that.
So don't do it. But it's a part of my procrastination. So, like, if we have plans at 6, and I'm supposed to, like, have the kids bathed, fed, in bed, whatever, I will do that by 4. I'll start at 4. When I could have, like, I don't know, started at 9 a.m.,
Oh, my goodness.
So anything that I actually have to do, I will procrastinate.
Anything.
Really anything. Because I work, I don't know, I think it's like I need that pressure to function.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
I don't know how to function.
You work well under pressure.
I can't work without pressure. I can't function without, like, dysfunction. I don't know. Like, I've never been that, like, person that, like, wakes up every single day and is just like, I'm going to do the laundry every day so I never get behind. No, I'm going to wait until I'm down to one pair of underwear before I start doing laundry. It's like, all right,
You're not alone.
Gosh, I hope so. But then, you know, you see those moms on Instagram where, like, their house is always clean and you just can't imagine, like, it ever getting dirty. And I'm one of those moms because it always looks clean. But the 2 hours beforehand, I mean, like, every throw pillow was on the floor. Every dish was in the sink. The bathroom was a mess. Every, you know, the kids' rooms are absolutely disgusting until I finally am just like, you know, I have to tell everyone, like, hey, we are speed cleaning. The kids know what speed cleaning is. And I'm like, you are to stay focused. Here's your list. Don't stop. Done.
So at least you actually, I mean, it sounds like it all works out in the end.
Yeah, but with a lot of stress, like unnecessary stress. But I can't function. Like, the best way to put it is, like, I function with dysfunction. That's gotta sum it up, unfortunately.
I'm sure someone out there relates. I don't.
Yeah, probably because it's, like, a mental illness that's undiagnosed. I'm, like, not medicated for that one.
Well, I think what I procrastinate with the most, because I procrastinate with everything, like house stuff. Laundry, dishes, I procrastinate with everything. But the worst thing is grocery shopping.
Oh my gosh, I hate.
Hate it.
I hate grocery.
I hate grocery shopping.
It's such an ordeal. It's not like a 20-minute job.
It's not. And you go and you can forget stuff.
And it's a multi-step.
Or even if you don't forget stuff.
It's a multi-step job.
It's a mental thing. You have to make a list and you have to, and then it's so expensive and you know that even if you do such a great job, you're going back in a week.
Yep.
But I think the worst part for me, too, is the whole meal planning aspect of it. Because I am the worst cook on this planet. And so when I meal plan, like, I have, like, the same 6 meals that I make because don't know how to cook.
We're having spaghetti.
Yeah, it's, like, the easiest stuff, and so I'm like, oh, this is so boring, and
I'm exhausted from eating all of this still.
And yeah, but it's the same thing. I mean, like, I thought I would be better at cooking by now at my age and how long I've been married. I've burned soup. I have burned soup. How do you burn soup, you might ask? I'll tell you. You put the soup in the pot.
Okay.
You turn on the heat. And then you walk away and forget that you've made soup until all the liquid has evaporated.
Except for all the veggies
and whatever you put in are burning to a crisp at the bottom of the pot.
And then you throw away the pot.
That's how you burn soup. You name it, I've done it. But even to this day, like I tried to make pancakes for my kids, like, was it 2 weeks ago? From the box. It wasn't even from scratch. I literally followed the instructions. Oh, turn the griddle to 375. Okay, I did that. All right. You know, a cup of mix and 2 cups of milk or whatever it is. You know, stir, stir, stir. And then they still turned out burned, wrinkly, chunky, and somehow flat.
Honestly,
all at the same time.
I relate to that pancake so much.
You feel chunky and flat and wrinkly and burned?
Yeah, according to our last podcast and my high schoolers, I'm an ancient artifact. So yeah, I feel like the Old Testament map in freaking DC.
It's awful, and I don't know what to do to fix it. I really thought that by now, in my adulthood, I'd know how to cook a pancake.
I mean, I
from
think
the box.
Okay, so I don't have that problem.
Obviously.
Because I can cook, and I enjoy cooking, but I hate grocery shopping because it is a mental task, and I do put it off as much as I can. And I put it off because I don't have to do it weekly. We go to Sam's, and I go once a month. But I swear that once a month comes back, like, quicker than the month is. Like, I'll go shopping at Sam's, and I will drop whatever I need to drop, and I will meal plan and have all of these meals, you know, whatever, and it's still like we have nothing in the refrigerator, and Zach's like, when are you going to go to Sam's? And I'm like, I just don't want to go, because like you said, like it's a whole ordeal.
It's horrible.
It's because you have to, like, got to go through your cupboards and stuff and be like, okay, what do I not have?
Yeah.
Okay, great. What do I not have that I actually just don't need? And then maybe need to replace it with something else. Like, what canned veggie that would I like instead of...
But you do have to meal plan and decide what ingredients you already have, what you need. And, you know, I think probably a lot of people, mostly men, think the grocery store run is just a grocery store run.
No.
And it's not. It is I wish it was much more than that.
I wish it was just, like, blind... And it's like, how do you just think that? Like, did you think we just, like, is it... What is that old game show where you, like, have, like, 59 seconds to, like, throw groceries in and, like, you get to keep everything that you ended up putting in there and people always went straight to the, like, meat aisle because it's the most expensive?
Yeah.
Like, that's just what we do. We just run around for 58 seconds. Poof, poof. Like, no. We have to figure out what we need, and then we have to get the correct ingredients, and then it's not even just, like, one meal.
No.
You gotta think breakfast.
Yeah.
You gotta think lunch, and then you have to think lunch at home, and then lunch at school, because I have to pack lunches for school.
Kids' school lunches.
My lunches.
Different preferences by different people, and it is such an ordeal, and I can't stand it, and I hate it.
Oh, yeah.
I never want to do it.
It's exhausting. And then once you go and you finally, like, you get the list, you go to your store, you get the ingredients, you pack it up, you get back in your car. Now you have to go home and put them away. You can't even procrastinate it because some of it has to go in the fridge. Because I've thought about doing that. Like, I'll just leave these in here and I'll deal with this in the morning. I can't.
No. And then you put it away and then you got to get some of it back out because then you got to cook.
Mm-mm, not on those nights. I will not. I will get those stupid, like, ready meals that you just stick in the oven. Those, yeah, I will spend an extra $15 to not do anything that night. I think the biggest chore that I hate doing is laundry. I've always hated laundry. Zach always knows when I'm not mentally doing well if the laundry has piled up. He will say, like, how are you feeling? And I'm like, I'm great. And he's like, the laundry says otherwise because I have no underwear. And I was like, okay, I'm not great.
Yeah, you know what? I actually saw this meme online. It was so accurate. And it was this picture. Well, I think it was like a video, like, scanning this bedroom. And it's just so junky and there's laundry everywhere. And, like, everything is so out of place. And it said, if your bedroom looks like this, your wife is not okay. Check on her.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, I've never felt more seen. Accurate.
I've never felt more seen a day in my life.
Oh my God.
The best part of it, though, is like I think I've told you this before, like my whole house will be spotless, but my room is like a trash can.
Yeah, that's where everything ends up.
Because that's my room and I don't care what it looks like and I don't care how it makes me feel, which is just so terrible now that I'm saying it out loud because it's my space, right? Yeah. I should care about myself, but I don't. Like, I care more about, like, my family, obviously. So it's like, okay, I'm going to clean the kitchen because they use the kitchen. And they deserve a clean kitchen. And then when Zach's, like, on these long stretches that he's gone, like, he's gone for 96 hours right now. So it's like, my whole house is clean. The kids is, you know, living spaces are spotless. But, like, my room, I mean, I shut the door before you came over here because it is a trash can. Like, the sheets really need to be washed. There's, like, dirty clothes. So I will, like, get undressed and, like, just leave them right there because it's like, well, I don't really care about, like, my living situation.
Yep, I get it.
But, like, everyone else's living situation, like, no, I have got to make sure. I even will clean the chicken coop before I clean my room. Yeah.
You're procrastinating.
Myself. What is my other one that I absolutely hate doing? I'll do dishes all day. I hate not doing dishes. I can't stand a sink full of dishes because I cook too much to not have a clean kitchen. I will procrastinate cleaning my bathroom, which is disgusting.
Bathrooms aren't very fun.
And I know that. I will clean the toilet and I will clean the sink and that's it.
Well, bathtubs are such a pain.
That's actually, now that you say that, I am currently procrastinating cleaning my bathroom or my bathtub. I cleaned my toilet and I cleaned my sink before you got over here. But then, like, I looked at my bathtub and I went, and I just closed the curtain.
Yeah, my bathroom doesn't have a curtain, so you just see the bathtub there.
But your bathroom,
for everybody to see.
Your bathroom's not the main bathroom everyone uses main floor. Mine is. Which is why I have to clean it. But I, like, no one is going to, like, come visit for dinner and be like, do you mind if I take a quick shower? Yeah, I do. I need to clean it, actually.
Just feeling a bath right now.
Oh, that dinner was fantastic. Do you mind if I just took a bath? Yeah, I do, actually. I need to clean it. I don't procrastinate the chicken stuff because I feel like they depend on me and they don't have a voice. So, like, I have to clean it. If it has to do with someone else's well-being, I will move mountains.
My gosh.
If it has to do with my own well-being, I will become a mountain and just be a lump.
Sit there?
Yeah, I'll just be like a lump of, like, earth. I will move just as slow as a mountain does, which it doesn't. So, that should speak volumes to you. So, I think I would say that my biggest procrastination is anything that would bring me comfort and joy. But if anyone else needs to be taken care of, that I will stress myself out to the absolute max to make sure that it gets done.
So here's what I'm not gonna procrastinate about this week.
Okay.
Editing episodes, because I have to.
Very proud of you. Even though I already procrastinated it already.
You what?
I procrastinated it.
Okay.
I even told Zach, can we not do this today? We were supposed to build the rest of the chicken coop. And I just was like, I do not want to wrap this chicken wire around this coop. Because it's like, he goes, it's only going to take like an hour. And I'm like, there's no freaking way that this is going to take an hour. We have to, we built the frame. So it's this huge dog run. Like a huge dog run that you could put like, you know, two or three dogs outside to stay in. And then we've put it over a coop. And then in that is this, you know, over that is that huge dog kennel. But we have to wrap the kennel with chicken wire. So I'm going to have to move like a small little ladder around and like climb on it and hold it while, you know, Zach is whatever. And we did it. I don't know how we did it, but we did it. And I sat down and he's like grabbing the chicken wire. And I was like, can we just... not.
You know what's funny is when you guys tried to convince me that I needed to get chickens. And I just, every time I come over here, I realize more and more
how I don't need them. Do you know what's funny?
Never.
We've got like 30 chickens. It's crazy. I don't know how it keeps happening, but like, somehow my husband keeps bringing home chickens.
You guys are crazy.
No, not you guys.
No, you wanted them first.
Right.
That was your thing.
I initiated the conversation. Ran with it.
He ran with it.
No, he sprinted. And I'm Ando Sprint. He sprints with these dang chickens. He's like showing me pictures of like different eggs. And he's like, hey, can I bring these Easter eggers home? Friggin' went to Tractor Supply. And you know that stupid meme that's like, I survived the Tractor Supply chick season. Not us. I thought he was coming home with four. He came home with four times four.
Oh, my gosh.
He came home with 16 chicks. Do you remember that day I texted you? And I said, hey.
You guys are crazy.
It started out with a chick. How did it end up like this?
And for any listeners that are also chicken people, they will understand what you're saying. But for everyone else, let's move on.
Well... nice. I'm really grateful you guys are still listening. Hopefully you guys can relate to a few things of the procrastination list that we have just rambled off. If you are struggling with procrastination and you need help with that,
don't come to us.
Don't come here. But if you need a good laugh on the crap that you don't do on a daily basis, cheers.
We
are also sitting on a pile of dishes, laundry, clutter, dust,
chickens,
and chickens. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What are you horrible about? What do you procrastinate
you
could about?
Just left it at that. What are you horrible about?
What do you suck at? What are you the worst at
when it comes to the things that need to get done? Because you could go a lot of different. What are you the worst at existing?
I'd love to know. Is anyone else out there terrible at cooking? 37 years old. Make me feel better.
Burning soup.
I need those words of affirmation. Somebody help me out. Have you burned soup before?
Have you burned water? Carrie has.
Did you set out to make pancakes and instead you made flat jacks?
You made flat cakes. Flat and sad depressed cakes.
Let us know. Yes. Head over to our Instagram at Keeping It Weird Podcast. Comment on our most recent post and join the conversation.
Yes. Let us know. And I really want to hear like some oddball procrastination things, because there's a lot of things
like weird stuff.
Yeah, like I don't want to hear dishes and stuff like that. Like I want to hear someone be like, hey, I procrastinate like organizing my bookshelf. I don't know who's organizing their bookshelf, but someone's procrastinating it and I want to hear about it.
Yeah. And also let us know if you'd like a season two, because we're about to wrap up on season one and we've gotten a few people giving us some feedback, but we'd love to hear. If you love the show, please let us know. If you want a season two, let us know.
But you're probably going to get one anyway.
I mean, maybe.
Maybe not. Maybe we're sick of each other and we're ending our friendship. That'd be weird. Who would I talk to? I have like two friends and you're one of them. I hate when you don't text me back, because then I'm like, what do I do? All by myself.
So thanks for listening, you guys, and we'll see you on the next episode.
Bye!
Thanks for listening to the Keeping It Weird podcast. We hope you enjoyed this episode.
If you liked us, leave a review and hit that subscribe button. See you next time!